Hello everyone, you're listening to URN. I've got a very special guest with me today, Paul, who's come from the civil service to talk a little bit about his role in the civil service. Could you start off by telling us what exactly is the civil service in layman's terms?
So I think it's easier actually to talk about what the civil service isn't, because it's such a range of jobs. You know, it's spies, it's job centres, it's prisons, it's ambassadors. And my own role is I'm the director for immigration enforcement in London. You know, it's so far removed from some of the typical perceptions of what Whitehall civil service actually is.
And there's a real push for sort of a more diverse sort of set of workers going into the civil service nowadays, isn't there?
Exactly. So there's almost 500,000 jobs in the civil service, and the biggest barrier for many people is actually just getting that foot in the door, because once you're in, you can go in several different directions.
Yeah.
But I think there's too much of a stigma about the type of person that they think will get through, and that's what we're here today to challenge that.
Absolutely. And so you mentioned you sort of worked in the kind of immigration department of the Foreign Office.
The Home Office.
Okay. And obviously not a day goes by these days without some mention of Brexit in one way or another. How do you think how has Brexit sort of impacted your department and kind of the work that you've been doing, especially with regards to sort of foreign students coming into this country?
So I'm in a delivery arm of the civil service, so I'm responsible for all of our arrest activity of people who shouldn't be here. So far, Brexit won't affect us until we actually leave the European Union. At that point, we may have a very different relationship with Europe. We may not. You know, all of those things are being negotiated and discussed at the centre of government before it's a negotiation with Europe. So at this stage, it's very difficult to tell what, if any, difference there will be. But it's more important actually just to enforce the law as it is, and that's what we're getting on with.
Yeah, I can imagine sort of following the Brexit vote, obviously, was something that no one really was expecting, particularly the civil service. And you hear about sort of in the news about how, you know, everything was up in chaos. Would you say that was kind of the case following the Brexit vote? Was a sudden influx of work for you guys to be doing?
So we've effectively created a whole new department. It's run by someone I know, a permanent secretary called Ollie Robbins. So they're starting in effect from scratch, because the whole deal was with the civil service, we don't plan for something which isn't government policy. And it wasn't government policy to leave the European Union at that time. Now it is. So we're now creating a department, we're creating a negotiating mandate, and that will play out over the next few years.
Okay, cool. And sort of just following on from that, obviously one of the fast stream options is the European fast stream. How do you think that's going to be affected with the whole process of sort of leaving the EU? Do you think there's still a role for European fast streamers?
So it's possible. I would have. Right now, it's still an option, and until we leave the European Union, it's still an option.
Okay.
I would say the good thing about the current fast stream process is now you have 5 options.
Yeah.
So you can choose to have European Union as one of your 5, but actually, if you're interested in international issues, you could be actually our next ambassador. You could be joining the diplomatic service, or you could be what we would call a generalist, which is more like I am. For the domestic civil service, and there's a whole range of options there. Or you could actually think, actually, you know, it is the international thing. I want to join MI6. You know, there's so many options there that at least now you're not limited to just applying for one stream.
Yeah, I think you raise a very good point actually about sort of the flexibility of the civil service fast stream kind of internship. And I've heard many great things about how sort of other countries and other civil servants are trying to sort of emulate our own fast stream application system. So it's just a fantastic opportunity. And am I right in thinking that you were yourself once a fast streamer as well?
Yes. So I joined the Home Office on the fast stream scheme as a generalist back in 2004. I don't have the kind of what some people see as a typical background of civil service. What we're trying to do is challenge some of those perceptions. You know, it's not everyone who enters the civil service and does well is kind of public sector or Oxbridge or white or upper middle class or kind of straight or able-bodied. We've got a really good gender balance now in the civil service, but we still are struggling in terms of being representative of our ethnicity, yeah. of our sexuality, of our social class. And okay. it's really important that there are other people like me today saying that you don't have to have gone to private school and other things to get through to the civil service.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what sort of things would you say they had you do during your fast stream sort of time? It was a 4-year long
yes.
internship.
So it's a really good mix these days of a variety of skills, because mm-hmm. what they're trying to do is create the next senior civil service, the most senior people in government who are advising secretaries of state, prime ministers. You need to know how to do policy, you need to know how to do bills and law, you need to know how to get things done across Whitehall, how to deliver things. Yeah. So it's a really good mix. In my own career, I did policy. I was setting up a peace agency. Then I spent almost 4 years working for the Home Secretary. If you remember, if any of you saw the kind of Yes Minister TV series, I was Bernard for a couple of years.
I see. Yeah.
You know, great job in and out of Parliament, in and out Number 10. Things you'd never thought you'd get to do and see.
Okay.
I've been a bill manager, going through Parliament, taking and creating laws. So it's just such a range of jobs that gears you up for later life.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm not sure if the process has changed now, but I know it's something that I've been looking into personally, and I know that. Now they have sort of, it's obviously still 4 years long, but they put you on 6-month placements in different departments.
Yep.
Was that the same for you?
It's much better now.
Yeah.
It always is. But the first 2 years are 6 months placements, gives you a good range. And then the final 2 years are 12-month placements.
Okay.
Again, what's really good about the fast stream is that you are welcome with open arms, because you're joining a team who are desperate for some really capable, high quality people to deliver a short term, high profile thing. So you're thrown into the most difficult challenges in government, and you're given not very long to do it. So it's one of the best ways into government, because you can see real change very quickly.
Absolutely. I'm guessing that will probably be why it's sort of, and that was probably the main selling point for the civil service, because obviously now, you know, you have a range of corporate companies that people are looking into who,
yep.
I mean, let's be realistic, often do pay a lot more money than the civil service.
Yeah, so it will as well.
Yeah, yeah. But you say that the sort of the range of things that the civil service has to offer is the main selling
exactly.
point.
Exactly. I mean, personally, I'm quite vain. So I like to associate what's important with what's in the news.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's why I love the Home Office, but for that reason, because you've got terrorism, immigration, policing.
Absolutely.
You know, we're always dealing with some sort of crisis.
Yeah.
You know, that's not for everyone. And it depends really what your kind of ethos is.
Mm.
If you're a public servant, then I would say the best way to create real change in our country is to be a civil servant, because you get to influence literally the law and the national policy on everything. If that's not for you, then, you know, there's lots of other jobs out there.
Okay, cool. So for people who are seeking to apply for the fast stream, what kind of advice would you give to them to help them sort of get in effectively?
So first of all, it's take each stage at a time. So there are some stages on the website. Focus on that and don't think in advance until you have to. So there is an initial personality test. Focus on that. Think about the type of person you are and how you're going to convey that. There are e-tray exercises and a video kind of broadcast interview. Again, focus on that. Think about the type of person you want to convey. You want to show that you're dealing with evidence and an argument. You're innovative. You can speak truth into power. You know, it's amazing how when you see someone falter when they first meet the Prime Minister, all of a sudden they can't tell him or her the real truth.
Yeah.
It's you really need that. And you need to be resilient, because you are going to be facing some personal and political crises throughout there. So again, convey that all the way through the processes.
Okay, I believe there's some five kind of competencies that you're expected to fulfill, aren't you? Which you can take a look on the civil service website.
That's right.
So if you were, say, an undergraduate with kind of no work experience, or, you know, without a background kind of in politics or, you know, that sort of area, would you still have like a chance to apply and get in? Is it open for
Definitely. I mean, personally, I didn't even know there was such a thing as the civil service until I went to uni. And my careers advisor in year two said, you do realise you keep doing political history.
Yeah.
you know, why don't you think about this? And I genuinely never even thought of it, let alone heard of it. So it's, you don't have to have done a politics degree. If you're gearing up for it, though, I would say think about your opportunities to do charity work, especially charity work that shows you actually want to. So if you want to be in a diplomatic corps, think about some international type charity work. Think about what that is showing in terms of your willingness to put yourself out there and show some personal commitment. Yeah. Okay. That's what you could be doing between now and then.
Okay, great. And so obviously the FastStream application is mainly meant for final year applicants.
Yes.
But apart from that, they've got a load of other internships that they offer during the summer. So would you be able to tell us a little bit about that?
Some great summer internships now.
Yeah.
Particularly around the diversity inclusion, because what we find is we get some excellent people over the summer who then, for whatever reason, are not showing up throughout the process and getting permanent jobs. So for the first time this year, we've got 10-week internships, putting you at the heart of government, giving you some really difficult challenges for those 10 weeks and showing you what real work is like. And then if you're good at that, you can actually get a fast pass straight to the assessment centre and skip out all of the kind of intervening stages, which is a great thing to do. Okay. Equally, there are specific schemes, so the economic service, the analytical service. Have a look on the FastStream website, because there's a range out there.
Absolutely. And would you say, sort of following the introduction of these additional schemes, would you say the quality of the civil service is improving as a result? Are you seeing results in terms of diversity and getting those?
So our diversity is getting an awful lot better. Genders is really good now. But as I say, we're still not there, and we're not good enough in terms of representing our communities. And the trouble with that is, if you're not, then you get into groupthink.
Yeah.
And what's really key about the civil service, and you see this from ministers, from the Prime Minister, they want people to challenge them. You know, they want, in the safe space of a constructive critic around them, they want people who can think differently. And if you've got lots of people who are white, middle class, male, with kind of privileged background, then you're only ever going to be getting one form of advice or one form of basis for innovation. If you've got lots of people, then that's where real innovation comes from.
That's really good to hear. So just to finish off, why do you think people should sort of consider a career in the civil service? What's the main kind of selling point, would you say?
So you've got to want to be a public servant, first of all. Having gone through that step, the real benefit of the civil servants is change. When I first left the civil uni, I spent a year as a housing officer for a council, which is great, but I was constrained by the law.
Yeah.
Once you're in the civil service, the law is fluid. You can genuinely change the law, you can change the national policy, you can influence things that are way beyond any other type of public sector. And those ranges of experience are just incomparable.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for being here. It's been a real pleasure having you. So the deadline for FastStream applications is the 30th of November, so just a few weeks' time. If you're looking to apply to any of the summer internships, they'll be open for a little bit longer. But please, I do encourage you to go out and apply, see if it's something that you're into, and hopefully, you know, it'll be something really, really worthwhile and a great experience. Thank you very much.